From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years, 96 K-Rock.
And it's time for another edition of Caring and Sharing with retired child psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. We go to Laguna Beach, California, where the good doctor always is. Murray Kleiner. Dr. Kleiner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's the matter? I thought last week you said you're going to be upbeat about this because you're helping people and you realize that you're doing some good. And now I hear a depressed Dr. Murray Kleiner.
I'm not depressed. I'm in quite a bit of pain.
You are? What's wrong?
I just left the podiatrist. You know, I'm not really sure if it was an infected hangnail.
Corns? Maybe a corn?
Bunion.
A bunion.
There was pus.
Oh.
And the nail on my right big toe had yellowed and become brittle.
Oh.
And evidently it was cutting right through the toe. The nail itself was like stabbing the nail bed.
Mm-hmm. You know, when those nails turn yellow, that's a fungus.
Yeah, and an ingrown nail on top of it.
Yeah, that's trouble. That can
Well, I'll tell you what, it's no fun to me. What?
Fungus.
All right.
I'm a fun guy. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know,
it may be
the
painkillers. I've been taking Tylenol like crazy.
Tylenol? That shouldn't do that to you by taking Tylenol.
No.
Well, what else could
it be? Well, one good thing to come out of it.
Yeah.
Is I stole a Playboy from the waiting room. And the current issue
yes.
has a beautiful young woman by the name of Anna Faris. She's
uh-huh.
the house bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got a wonderful excerpt about the history of Guns N' Roses.
Uh-huh.
But it also had an article in my, it relates to my line of work, and it's trying to educate people about swinging.
Swinging?
Yeah, now, of course, I know most everything about human sexuality.
Yeah, that's your expertise, doctor.
But I was looking through this article, and I'm thinking, what would your average person not know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, gentlemen.
Okay.
What is a unicorn?
A unicorn? Well... In
the realm of swinging?
In the realm of swinging?
I don't know.
I don't know what a unicorn is.
If you think about it, it makes perfect sense if you understand anything at all about what they call the lifestyle.
Right, the swinging lifestyle.
And this is what Playboy says, and they say it very succinctly and very well. A unicorn is a bisexual single female. Does it make sense to you now?
A bisexual, meaning she'll go with a
bisexual
guy or
bisexual single
girl.
Female.
She's single, so she's not attached, and she's a female.
Right.
Because it's mythical?
It? Exactly. It's called that because many couples want one, but they're very rare. So rare as to be almost mythical.
Right. Mythical, like a unicorn. Doctor, are you ready to answer a couple of emails? We got emails from women today, doctor.
Oh, boy.
This first one is someone who's older.
Hey, just tell me this.
Yes?
How bad is it as far as the estrogen? Are these legitimate, cogent letters, or is
yeah.
this just women venting?
The first one here, and let me give you an example. The first one is Janie. She's 40, so old enough to know better, doctor.
Yeah, I'll dry it up.
Janie, who's 40, writes to you, Dear Dr. Kleiner, my husband and I have been happily married for 5 years now.
You're lying.
And about once a week, I think can he pick up on it? I'm telling you, that's why you are who you are. Happily married for 5 years now. About once a week, my husband will go out for a night with the guys. And I've noticed, Dr. Kleiner, something he does every time he goes out with them. He takes off his wedding ring. I asked him, why does he do that? And he says he just wants the night to be, quote, carefree. Is it possible he's cheating on me, Dr. Kleiner? I thought we had a happy marriage. Signed, Janie. She's 40.
Let me do it to the tune of Buck Cherry. Oh, you're a dizzy bitch.
He is cheating on her, right? 5 years of marriage.
She's actually taking the time to take pen to paper or manicured finger to keyboard and ask the question out loud.
Yeah. Takes the wedding ring off, wants to be carefree, and she wonders if he's cheating on her.
Yes. Does that make you feel better, Buffy?
That's Janie.
Whatever.
She's 40.
That's totally ridiculous. I probably shouldn't do this, but she sounds like a real victim.
She does.
She cannot defend herself. There's a simple way for you ladies. If you really want to know, and yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's been my experience, they don't want to know, really.
Right. Deep down inside, they don't want to know.
Well, you know what I'm talking about,
don't you? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. They think they want to know, but they really don't.
Precisely.
It was better when they didn't know.
Yeah, they were happier.
If you don't want to know, then pretend you're not hearing this. But there's a very easy way, and you don't have to be Grissom from CSI. If a guy is effing around, it may not happen right away, but mark my words, sooner or later it will happen. If you look for a strange hair on his clothing, the upholstery of his car, that's how you'll find out.
Wow, that's what detective work from you. You don't need to be a Grissom.
Whatever. I don't even watch that show. I just right. try to pretend like I'm relevant.
Right. This next letter is from Anna. She's 24, Dr. Kleiner. And she writes to you and says, Dear Dr. Kleiner, my roommate and I, it's a female roommate, my roommate and I have gotten into...
Donuts?
No, I don't know. You tell me. My roommate and I have gotten into a couple of fights recently, and we're not on the greatest of terms.
Did you videotape them?
For the past 3 weeks, she's been doing something that really bothers me. She'll go out to happy hour with her coworkers, and she'll bring a guy back to our apartment. Now, generally, this wouldn't bother me, but she's intentionally loud. She'll turn on the rock music, and you'll hear her having sex all night long, sometimes until 5 a.m. This is ridiculous.
That's awesome.
This is ridiculous, Dr. Kleiner. I get absolutely no sleep, and I have to work the next day. I've asked her to stop, and she could care less. I'm thinking this is the last straw. Should I ditch her and live with somebody else? Signed, Anna. She's 24.
Well, it reminds me of when I went through a breakup with a longtime live-in of mine named Marta.
Uh-huh.
And she claimed she had nowhere to go.
Right.
So we broke up. And I moved all her crap into the spare room. And I didn't want her there, but I didn't have the heart to put her on the street.
Right.
And I said, you got 6 weeks to get it together, sister. I said, I got to live my life. I'm a stallion, and I need room to roam.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 weeks, I didn't see her doing nothing. Didn't see her looking through the classifieds.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Sure.
So I had a quad system.
A quad system?
A stereo system,
sure.
Kenwood speakers.
Right. Nice.
As tall as I am.
Right.
and I cranked them all up to Judas Priest, Living After Midnight.
Yeah.
And I would find the noisiest women that I could find. And you can spot them if you know what to look for. It's usually fat women.
Yeah.
And I'd go cruising the bars, and I'd think to myself, okay, Murr, let's find ourselves a screamer and take her home and rock out with our out.
Careful.
It made him mad.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And that's how I came to very, very close to losing vision in one eye. to this day, there are still shards of broken glass.
Oh, my.
My eye.
Right. This was, of course, long before you were married, right?
Well, she was a live-in. It was actually after I was divorced.
Oh, I see. Doctor?
What do you want? What do you want?
I'm just nothing.
Next effing question.
I'm just hearing you
say. Did I even answer her question?
No, you didn't.
Well, what did she want?
She wanted to know, should she ditch her roommate and go live with somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how people live with roommates. Never been my style.
You just said you had a live-in.
Because I'm a big bull. Well, a live-in, I'm her.
Right.
She served a purpose.
Right. You certainly wouldn't live with another guy.
Absolutely not.
Not even in college, Dr. Kleiner, when...
No, if it's not apparent to you, I am a big bull, and I need a big pasture, baby. Okay?
Never lived with a guy, ever.
Oh, it was one time. It was an experiment that didn't work out.
Right. And it was, you were young and...
You know. Oh, no, this was about a year ago.
All right, we got to go.
You know, I was having a hard time cracking that monthly nut, if you know what I mean.
So what does a living guy have to do with anything?
Well, he was helping me crack my nut.
Oh!
I was struggling. I wasn't bringing any money. I was having a hard time paying a mortgage.
Right, right.
And a note.
Right.
So he was, sometimes they call that, cracking a nut.
That means other things, too. It means other things. You better watch out how you say that. We got to go, doctor.
Yeah, very strange this week.
You're strange this week.
Oh, you're strange this week.
I gotta go.
Oh, I'd like to put my infected toe right up your.
Okay.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Bastards of Beasley Broadcasting.
Yeah, you got that right.
Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Stan and Haney here. Monday edition of the broadcast. My name is Stan. There's my muchacho, Mark Haney, right there.
Hola.
Behind the glass, producer extraordinaire D Train.
Howdy.
Let me just say this, and Haney and I have said this for as long as we've known each other. It never ends. It never ends. So, D-Train and I are in the office, and I want to see what's going on in the news. I want to see what's going on.
I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. 56.
Tried to bite his nose off.
56-year-old. And ridden hard, well, for multiple reasons.
Did this Donnie Lee in front of her housekeeper and her 20-year-old daughter.
56-year-old Heather Locklear. Let's go ahead. Let's go back just a little bit. She evidently was lonely. She's been through the Tommy Lees and the Richie Samboras and
the Jack Wagners.
The Jack Wagners, and so. Probably a few months back, she was sitting at her computer on her personal Facebook page.
Probably just, you know, having a glass or two or three or four or five of wine.
Yep. A Pinot. And
because everybody knows a woman drinking wine,
yes,
that's not really drinking.
Oh, it's not. No, no. And
it's just a glass of wine.
It's not drinking. You're not a boozer if you're a lady and you're drinking wine, bottles. So she's on her personal Facebook page. She's lonely. And she sees her first love. Her very first love.
Or her boyfriend from high school.
Yeah, yeah.
The man who loved her before she was somebody.
Yup.
The man she can trust with all her
hands. That knows the real bitch, Heather.
Yep. And so I guess they hooked up, and for weeks and weeks and weeks,
it's been
have been putting up Instagram pictures
in between fights.
In between fights, where they have found each other again. It's great to find your true love 40 years later. Blah 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 blah. Well. The cops were called out Sunday night. Cops were called.
She ordered her employee to call the police.
Cops get
Heather
there.
Heather is the one that instigated the call to the police.
I know. Cops get there. How'd he do? And
we get to go out to Heather Locklear's place.
Wonder what it is this time.
Well, what do you mean? She's smoking hot. Take it easy, rookie. You don't know what you're in for.
Pill head. So they go out to her place. And
her palatial estate?
Yeah. And she claims that he inflicted bodily harm on her.
Well, and then the police, they're trained observers,
Yes, they are.
And they realize she's accusing him of beating her horribly.
Yeah.
They don't see a mark on her. However, they see a man who's
banged up,
holding his nose on by a thread because it's been bitten.
He's banged up bad. Haney and I know this. When a cop, ladies, you like the 911, it better be important, because if you're doing it as just a threat, realize
that'll teach somebody a lesson.
It does.
You might be the one getting taught a lesson.
When a cop has to go to a domestic, somebody's got to go. Somebody. Now, if you're using it to teach him a lesson, and, I got one more one to dial. One more. You keep this up. I'm going to get you, ruin your career. You use that as somebody's got to go. Well, the 911 call was placed. She goes, the cops go out there. He's banged up bad.
No, you have to remember, she's a big star. She would never lower herself to actually dialing a phone. She had her assistant call 911.
Yes, I understand.
And that's what's really, she's got. Her housekeeper, her assistant, her daughter are all watching this.
Yeah, her 20-year-old from, who is that from?
Sambora.
The Sambora child. They see him.
How do you like her odds around alcohol?
Not good. They see him bleeding. She's going. Hey, we're coming out here. Somebody's got to go. We don't see a mark on you, but tell you what we're going to do, little Heather. We'll take you to the doctor before we take you downtown to see if there's anything wrong.
We'll take you down there and see if if they can find something wrong, because we can't see anything.
We don't see anything. And so they go and begin to arrest her. That's when she realized she wasn't done.
And at first they thought, all right, we'll let the female officer handle her.
No, she in the book because it was kicking and a punch. She assaulted three police officers.
Well, the female officer was going to put handcuffs on her.
The bracelets.
Locklear responded by calling her the C word.
Yeah.
And Locklear has been through more than one domestic.
Oh, she's been to the dance a few times.
And she is not afraid to fight dirty. So, in her mind, the police not doing what she wants, they are just an extension of her employees.
Absolutely.
And obviously, they need to be disciplined because they're not doing what they're told. So, she calls the lady cop the C word, kicks her square in the genitals.
Yep.
And then does the same for the men when they step in. Kicked him in the balls.
So she's out. Taken to the...
They don't like that.
No. Taken to the doctors.
Watch your head.
Taken to the doctors. She's fine. They brought her down to the squad room and mugshot her. And she posted $20,000 bail.
And if you look at her mugshot, she's had so much training on how to get your picture taken. She's got her head in an angle.
As D-Train said, she's shy. She's got a little shy look.
Yeah, she's an actress and a model, and she knows what she needs to project here. So is that what it is, shy?
Yeah, that's the shy look. Sheepish. Oh.
Non-threatening.
Oopsie-daisy.
Yeah, oopsie-daisy.
I'm the victim.
Now, let's look back. She's 56. When she was... Don't go with the Melrose Place stuff. That doesn't count. When she was...
56.
When she was on T.J. Hooker with Bill Shatner, when she played the rookie girl cop, She was so hot. She was just as hot as any chick could come. And she got the innocent, legitimately had that look of innocence, which got Tommy Lee fired up. Got Richie Sambora fired up. They were going to go and break that.
I don't think she's ever been innocent.
But I don't think she's ever been. She, if you put a picture of her current, even the mugshot she had in 2008 when she was, I think it was, she was pillheading. She
but
looked better.
It's so depressing.
Look. There she is.
Oh,
look at that.
Baby.
Look at that when she was young.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. I don't know why, but over the weekend I was thinking about Kelly LeBrock.
Oh, when she, in her day, she was nice, too.
And I thought, I wonder what happened to Kelly LeBrock. I wonder if she aged gracefully.
No. Oh, no. No. Mess.
See.
Look at her with T.J. Hooker there. Look at her when she was wearing the badge on the show.
And she's wearing that badge right there, yeah. And she's thinking, this never changes. This is who I am.
Yeah. Look at her. Look at her.
And I was looking at pictures of Kelly LeBrock. It's like, my God, that is damn near the perfect woman right there. I didn't even know.
Lady in red.
Well, weird science.
Oh, they're Battle of the Network Stars. Look at her right there.
But time takes its toll.
You wonder how she could handle a guy like Tommy Lee. You know what I mean.
Well.
Practice.
It's a very elastic.
Yes. That's what they. I had.
And resilient.
I had a health teacher, sex ed teacher, and one of the girls in class, because she encouraged very relaxed class, raise your hands if you have any questions. This was like in eighth grade. And the girl asked, because the teacher was talking about varying sizes and stuff, and the girl asked, well, is there a difference if I'm too small or anything like that? And the teacher was a female teacher.
Here, allow me to demonstrate.
What she said was, look.
He won't mind.
If you can, if a baby can fit through there, anything can fit. Okay? Don't worry about a Tommy Lee. It'll be just fine.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, we actually, you know, we Connecticut schools back then in the 70s.
That was awfully lib.
Were far more advanced. We had the cutouts. You had the
that wouldn't fly down here.
No, I know. But you had the lower half of the woman. You had the lower half of the guy that were together, and then they had a couple little hooks where it separated. But. You could even bring the two of them together and it would show you. And that was in the eighth grade. And it wasn't called health class.
Stan, in Florida, when I was a student, sex ed was taught on the playground.
Of course, it's on the street. But this was more or less all your questions answered clinically.
And I well, that's what we were attempting to do, and I remember one kid got all offended,
yeah,
and said, there is no way that my father would do something that filthy to my mother. Stormed off. Just yeah. Absolutely outraged.
I wonder where he is today, probably a monk.
Attorney.
Yeah, attorney. We're going to take a break. Oh, we're going to start a new feature today on the show. It'll be later on today. It prompted me on Friday. The words and wisdom of Archie Bunker. We got little snippets each day this week. The words and wisdom of Archie Bunker.
Ah, we need you, Arch.
Yep. I was putting this together. The guy speaks the truth.
I'll have the information for you when we come back, but as of 2:11 this afternoon, news press announced Fort Myers police has made an arrest in the 2015 ZombieCon shooting.
Oh, I'll believe it when I see
it. Well, I'll have the story for you.
Why is that so hard for you to believe?
What? 96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Check me out mornings right here on 96 K-Rock from 6 till 10 a.m. Now back to my boys, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll have the grab bag for you in just a second here. We'll also later on today give you a chance to win. We're going to play Name the TV theme song. We were talking about that on Friday, so I figured we'll bring that game back for a day. And then later on today, we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine, take a look at the Billboard Top 40 Bottom 5 for this week in a particular year. Also, words of wisdom from Archie Bunker all week.
Oh, God.
Here it is. Here it is. It happened, gang, back in Rocktober of 2015.
And I believe that within hours, you predicted this would happen.
Yep. Once again, I'm right. I told you they'd get their man. I said it within hours after it happened. Effing took all the 3 years. Dateline, Fort Myers.
This was really bugging us.
Big time. And it's still bugging me a little bit, and I'll tell you why in a second. D-Train brought it up to me.
And it's very weird because this happened in 2015. I brought it up to you on Friday. You said it was brought up over the weekend before we knew anything about this.
Before we knew anything.
Like, can you believe they still haven't caught the...
Yeah. And then we have a murder that happened at the popular Zombie Con downtown Fort Myers.
Happened in the middle of a large public event.
That they do every
downtown Fort Myers in the street.
Dateline Fort Myers. This was at a press conference that was held this afternoon. The Fort Myers Police Department announced today an arrest in the nearly 2.5-year-old Zombie Con shooting. I'd like to get a... Do we have a picture of this guy? Jose Raul Bonilla.
Bonilla?
Like
Bobby Bonilla?
Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla. B-O-N-I-L-L-A. Jose Raul Bonilla. He was arrested and charged. Fort Myers police made the announcement again this afternoon with representatives of the Lee County Sheriff's Office, Collier County Sheriff's Office, FBI, and state's attorney's office.
The next time they do something like that, do you think if we talk to Mike that we could just be in the picture and stand with them looking all stern?
I would love it. I would love it. There he is. Oh, look at this punk ass. You punk.
Seriously, like when they got a bunch of coke on the table and there's all those tough-looking officers standing there, we could just stand next to them. And they don't have to identify us or anything. We'll just be in the picture.
Yep, I'd love it. Zombie Con, a horror-themed block party in the heart of downtown Fort Myers, was one of the most popular celebrations in Southwest Florida. 20,000 people
until
there.
This guy spoiled it.
Bonilla.
He spoiled it.
He ruined it for everybody.
They don't do it anymore, do they?
No. No, they don't. They don't, right?
Nope. And it also, I mean, you'll read in the story how much money this whole thing
costed I'll get to that. But around 11:45 p.m., back in October 2015, when the event was winding down, someone started firing into the crowd. And then they list the people that were injured. Of course, a person died. Talking about all the lawsuits that Fort Myers settled out of court, $5 million wrongful death lawsuit. City paid $40,000 to settle another lawsuit. The city had spent nearly $55,000 in settling lawsuits.
Which really, what does the city have to do with it?
Liability.
Yeah, I guess.
City sponsored.
Protecting
is on their,
the safety.
On their property.
2 months after the shooting, city council members voted to cut ties with the festival's organizer. After 9 years of hosting the event, because Bonilla here decided to ruin it for everybody. Police looked at hundreds of pictures and videos for clues. Crime Stoppers received received hundreds of calls and tips. Police also interviewed hundreds of witnesses. No arrests for 2.5 years. They had to put the security cameras in. Days after the shooting, the Fort Myers police accepted help from the FBI. Here's the thing that still gets me no questions asked about this. Jose Raul Bonilla. How did they go about, what was the process that they went about? What was the one thing that led them to Bonilla? We don't know that.
Well,
we just know he's been arrested and they spent a whole lot of money.
I imagine somebody got paid and they don't want to be identified.
Evidently.
What I'd like to know is, what's the ZombieCon killer been up to the past two and a half years?
Yeah, what's he been doing?
Just chilling, man.
Yeah. Yeah? What's he been doing? Where does he live? Who's his friends? I'd like to know. 2.5 years, this guy's just been living easy.
Because he's going to be away.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe forever.
For a long time.
So those 2.5 years, he stole from us.
Yep. We want him back.
Those are 2.5 years of freedom he's not entitled to.
Yep. So there you go. More details when we get them.
Well, I know you feel pretty good, Stan.
I feel relieved.
That your prediction finally came true.
I told you back 2.5 years ago, they're going to get this guy. They're on him right now. 2.5 years.
That was the Monday after it happened.
Yeah.
And I said, I've not heard anything like that. No. Don't worry about it. I've got my source.
Yeah, they got him. Crab bag.
Yeah. Button hook my ass.
Brought to you by Bernie's City Diner.
It's a different world.
It sure is after him. Ladies. You know,
I was talking to somebody over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was very sly, and I appreciate the way they slipped it in and were just reminiscing. Of course, that was way back in 2000. That was, you know, way before Irma.
Yeah.
Things were different.
Yeah. Things in life was different. Ladies, especially you young ladies who have just been married.
Young marrieds?
Yeah, and you say to yourself, you know, I love it when my husband gets home from the construction job and has that sweat on him and the pheromones. And
come again?
All that. Well, you need to go and think twice about that because we got a product for you here.
Ladies, do you know what the dirtiest thing in your house is?
I know. It's got to be the toilet, right?
No, try again.
I know. It's the dish rag, right?
Nope.
Well, what is it?
It's your husband.
My husband?
That's right. Your husband is covered in germs and bacteria. Think about where he's been. Think about where his hands have been. Think about where his d*** been.
Gross.
That's why Lysol introduces Lysol Antibacterial Husband Wipes. Ladies, let's face it, your man is filthy and unsanitary. He's probably covered in poop and snot. If you could actually see all the germs and bacteria on him, you'd never touch him again.
You know, you're right. Yeah, he's disgusting.
Just a few seconds with a Lysol Antibacterial Husband Wipe, and you can enjoy your husband with new confidence.
Whoa, honey, what are you doing?
Hold still, you filthy pig.
Hey, that thing is cold. But I kind of like that.
So before you hold hands, kiss, or throw a leg up on your husband, wipe him down with Lysol Antibacterial Husband Wipes from the makers of Fart Be Gone.
Somebody just pointed out.
That Fart Be Gone's solid product.
Oh, you're damn right it is. Somebody just texted.
Remember you took that on the airplane.
Yep. What's his legal status? I'd like to know. I'd like to know what Bonilla's legal.
I don't think you're allowed to ask.
No, it's inappropriate. Okay, Dateline, Australia. A 51-year-old Australian gentleman named Glenn Langford drank a whole bottle of whiskey.
Sounds like a great idea.
Ended up naked outside a pipe organ.
It happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not outside. Inside a pipe organ. He said it was because he was handing out cheeseburgers to the homeless.
Well, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. It happened at the Brisbane's Masonic Memorial Center.
Of course it did. The Masons.
Yep.
Things just got a little bit loose.
Why did you get naked?
I can't explain that at the moment. I did have a lot of cheeseburgers to give the homeless. I apologize to all the righteous Freemasons everywhere.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see a shrink and don't drink.
He's a poet and don't know it.
And sound advice.
He looks harmless.
There he is.
Looks like a nice fella.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he was riding nude on an ATV down the wrong way of the highway.
A naked nude dude on an ATV led cops on a high-speed chase outside Kansas City yesterday.
Got a white male with no clothes on a yellow ATV. That's running from us.
Swear to God, white dude, naked as a jaybird, on an ATV running against traffic on I-29. The cops have a rolling roadblock. I swear to God, there's like 12 of them behind us. This dude is butt naked. Holy. There's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Wow. This dude is going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars.
Now holler, don't look at Bell!
But it was too late.
State troopers, KCPD, the sheriff's department.
She'd already been off road.
Holy kiss.
Look at that maniac.
Yeah.
That's something Dave would do.
Oh, absolutely.
As like, must have woke up that morning, went, yeah, today's the day. Get ready, world. Today is the day.
I am so much more relaxed today than I was on Friday.
I can tell. I wonder why that is.
I have put up with a lot of crap from him. But I'll tell you, he, on Friday, Dave, drove me nuts with his lies.
What, you don't believe he took a bath in a bucket?
It was just, he well, just...
You didn't have to deal with him afterwards.
You actually dealt with him afterwards. The lies that this guy says, and he...
Well, deal with your lies first, and then I'll tell you what happened.
And then I'll tell you what happened Saturday.
Oh, did he show up drunk?
No. We went on a road trip.
Oh. Well, you know what?
What lies are you referring to?
Let's all save it for 3 o'clock.
All right, fine.
Then we can go and talk
about it. But I don't know why that would upset you.
It was just so blatant. Because
you feel like he didn't put enough effort into the lie and it insulted you? Like, if you're going to lie to me, make an effort?
It was true. That lie. Yeah. Yeah. How much did you wind up paying for that poster, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it gets tricky.
Oh, God.
I'm really not entirely sure, because he did a quick change thing on me.
Oh, that old guy.
Oh, yeah. The old shell game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll save it for...
He said, whoops, I got too much. Here's $20. Well, what? I gotta go. I said, wait a second. If he's handing me money, something's gone horribly wrong.
Yep. His lies. A lot of people have said since President Trump has been in the public eye that, I don't wear a toupee, that he's got a wig or...
Absolutely not.
No.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And it takes a long time for him to comb his hair.
And he said it at CPAC, you know? I've tried very hard to hide that bald spot.
He's got a bald spot. And at CPAC, he was more than willing to talk about it. You people that think he wears a wig.
I try like hell to hide that bald spot, folks. I work harder. Doesn't look bad. Hey, We're hanging in there, right? Together, we're hanging in.
God bless you.
Yeah. Stan knows the feeling.
Yeah. What do you think, Haney? Can you rock the bald look?
You could, but it doesn't look like you.
Of course it doesn't look like me. Hair is a very important thing on a man's head.
Not to me.
I know.
Because I can.
There's D-Train. He can do it. Put those pictures up. Let people be the judge. All right.
What do I look like bald?
Well, we got to have a picture of
you. Logging in through your Facebook page.
I'm not doing that.
The world may never know. I know. I've seen him bald.
I look good. You're the first one that said you look good, Sonny.
He's got a great bald head. He's got a good shaped head for baldness. Others don't. This idiot... Michael Wolff, who did the Fire and Fury.
I think it's pretty obvious this guy is.
He's still promoting the book. He was on Australian TV, and miraculously, when the hard questions started coming, he couldn't hear. He could hear just fine. He just ended the interview when the questions got too hard.
During a TV interview just last month, that you are absolutely sure that Donald Trump is currently having an affair while president behind the back of the First Lady. And I repeat, you said you were absolutely sure.
Last week, however, you backflipped and said, I quote,
I do not know if the president is having an affair. Do you owe the president and the First Lady an apology, Mr. Wolf?
I can't hear you.
Just last month, you said you were absolutely sure that the president was having an affair. And now you say
I'm not getting anything.
You're not hearing me, Mr. Wolf.
I'm not getting anything.
We were hearing each other well just before. You're not hearing me, Mr. Wolf?
Do you hear? I'm not.
Mr. Wolf was hearing me before, but he's not hearing me anymore. So
I'm not hearing anything.
The interview may be over. Michael Wolf's book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, is out now, and he is about to take off on a speaking tour. So I think we will leave it there.
Yeah, even Tony Blair ripped him a new one.
Yep, because he lied about him, too. MSN asked people to select the best Saturday Night Live skits of all time. I've got the top three. Here's number one, according to MSN. The best Saturday Night Live skit of all time.
Hey, listen to Jörg's joke. Well, okay. How many Astro Sign medallions can you wear?
I don't know.
Next time, try 5 of them. Let's go, Chex. Let's swing. It's okay, Cliff. Men are marking girls. Enjoy you too. They enjoy your protruding buttocks all the time.
So get off my back, you big sex machine.
Let's get it out. So now you know we are two wild and crazy guys.
Must have been very visual.
You don't remember that, do you?
No.
Dan Aykroyd, Steve Martin, but
I know the characters.
I know D-Train is very upset, and I know what you think should be the number one.
Well, maybe it's in number two or number three slot.
All right, well, we'll see.
Here's number two, best Saturday Night Live bit of all time.
Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Actually, my goal is to live in a van down by the river.
Here's last one we're going to take a look at. They got the whole list online. Here's number three, best Saturday Night Live bit of all time.
Come on, Jim!
No, you
come
on!
That it doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
I'm standing here staring at rock legend Bruce Dickinson.
Can I walk, baby?
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby!
And Bobby, you are right. I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
And I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You're finally familiar with that.
Yeah, I always have been.
No, you weren't.
I know about more cowbell.
Well,
I do now.
After the fact, I know D-Train is very, very hurt.
Yeah.
Why? What didn't make the list?
He believes that the top three slots should all be occupied by Toonces, the driving cat,
oh, yeah.
The cat who could drive a car.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good. A lot, very visual.
What does MSN know about comedy anyway?
Yeah. Barbara Ann Alston passed away.
Barbara Ann.
She was 74 years old. You may know her as a member of the legendary female group, The Crystals.
Aww.
Bernie's City Diner. Our phone lines will be open when we come back. Taking your phone calls, you could pick up a prize. 277-9600. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, name the TV show based on its theme. And then later on today, the Wayback Machine. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
From the Absolute Law Studios on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
This is Southwest Florida's rock station.
96 K-Rock.
96.1.
A Beasley Media Group station.
WRXK.
Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral.
Bubba the Love Sponge mornings. Stan and Haney afternoons. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years.
And I wish I had some of those years back. Holy
96
K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You want to call the station? Talk to us? Maybe pick up a prize? 277-9600. If you're outside of our immediate area, it's a 239 area code. Again, it's even hitting people in the station that didn't know about it immediately. I'll continue to pass along the info. ZombieCon killer suspect apprehended. They got a guy now. 2.5 years later. Jose Raul Bonilla. We got a lot of law people out there. We got a lot of people in the know. I want to know what this guy's been doing for 2.5 years.
And why he did it.
Why he did it, and what's his legal status.
And where's he from?
Yeah, what town did he live in?
Because the guy he killed wasn't from here.
Nope. 277-9600. Jose Raul Bonilla. And once again, whenever it's an alleged killer, you got to have the three names.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the thing. You got to have the middle name.
I'm standing outside the apartment home of Stanley Edward Nowalonic III.
Yep, and that's how I would be in the books. Never use my middle name. Very rarely use the third. But that would be how.
Only when you're trying to get a table at a restaurant.
Yep.
Because they assume you must be somebody if you're
yes,
the third.
Yes,
if they've bothered to keep that name going for three generations, they must be somebody.
They must be somebody, but they're not. What are you pulling up for me there?
It was just the press conference that was televised.
The one that's already been already happened.
Yeah, well, that's where they said we got him. This is the guy.
We want answers, not excuses. 277-9600. Love to hear from you. Here's what we have available right now. If you would like a pair of tickets to 30 Seconds to Mars up there in Tampa, we got a pair of tickets for you. Sunshine Ace Hardware, Stan and Haney Bobbleheads, Westworld Blu-rays, $20 to Bernie City Diner, Everblades tickets, and 30th Anniversary K-Rock Miracle T-shirts, 277-9600. What do you got for us?
Well, Stan, you know, over the weekend, I was on a bit of an excursion, and I climbed up the Great Pyramid at Giza just to get a look around.
Yeah.
And a song got stuck in my head.
All right. What do we know about this Bonilla?
Right here. What's going through my head as I'm looking out at the desert?
I'm shuffling through the Texas sand, but my head's in Mississippi.
Man, that's awesome. 277-9600.
You know what they call hippos in Egypt?
What do they call them?
River pigs.
Yeah, I believe it.
They hate them.
Yep, nothing you can do about them. There's nothing meaner on the face of the earth than a hippopotamus. They kill more than you'd like to think. Oh, sure. Oh, look at him yawn. Look at him yawn. He's sleepy.
They look friendly.
Yeah, guess again.
No, they're hungry.
Yep.
Very hungry.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Gary down in Naples. How you guys doing?
Hey, Gary. You the Gary that came by today?
No, I wasn't up there today. I haven't left the house.
Oh,
good for you.
Good for you, Gary.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here puffing on a Marlboro, having a cold one.
Ah, that's the life. Unemployed, huh?
Of course not.
Oh, I'm just asking. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon Monday.
He just rolled out of bed. He's having breakfast. Leave him alone.
Actually, I work at the Hilton on Marco, but we've been closed for the last 6 months.
Oh, from the storm?
No. No? A fire in June.
Yeah. There was a fire at the Marco Hilton.
And it's a
Hilton,
different world.
And it's a different world after Irma.
Different. Completely different.
Yeah.
Completely, totally.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I was just wondering, you guys were talking about President Trump hiding his ball spot, but you failed to mention about him doing The Snake by Al Wilson.
Oh, he does that all the time.
Yeah.
That was great. To that whole bunch, it was wonderful. I thought it was just great.
Yeah, he did. That was one of his greatest hits on the campaign trail.
I realized he played it there, but I didn't realize that he was reciting it. I thought it fit right in with the news that came down today about the thing of the arrest up there in Fort Myers.
Yeah, the zombie.
The zombie, yeah. Kind of fit right in with that, I thought.
Right on, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. You live on Marco Island. I don't know if you can come up here to pick up a prize or something I can get you.
How about you got the bobbleheads? I could take a ride.
Yeah, we got some bobbleheads for you.
Yeah.
So are you going back to work eventually?
Yeah, I've been there 32 years. I was there when Harry was up with you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. So when are they going to reopen?
They're talking about probably now, I would say probably July, maybe.
All right.
Well, enjoy your time off.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm enjoying it. Just loving the weather, man.
Hold on. Let me get you those bobbleheads. I'm going to send you to D-Train.
Thanks, bro.
All right, you got it. Hold on. 277-9600. Out of our immediate area. Love to hear from you. If you're residing right now and listening to us in another state, it's a 239 area code. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I was just doing a little research for you, fellas. It looks like the zombie con killer is from Immokalee.
From Immokalee. Citizen or illegal?
I can't really tell you that much, but what I can tell you, he had 3 or 4 different Facebook profiles, and he was a drug dealer.
Ah, shocker.
There you go. Surprise.
Right? I appreciate the info, buddy. Can we get you something?
Sure. I was doing my research. So I didn't see what you hear what you had. So.
I've got Sunshine Ace Hardware, 30 Seconds to Mars, Bobbleheads, Westworld, Burning City Diner, Everblades ticket, tickets, 30th Anniversary K-Rock shirt.
Everblades ticket.
You got it. Hold on. Immokalee is what he said. Three different Facebook pages. Evidently, he'd been continuing with his business for 2.5 years.
Well, that's a growth industry.
It sure is. 277-9600.
Wonder if he got the wrong guy. Because that guy was from out of town and didn't seem like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure, you know... Well, I'm not sure. What am I? I'm not sure of anything. But it wouldn't surprise me if he got the wrong guy. You know...
Or maybe he just needed to prove he was a tough guy that
maybe.
Night. Who knows?
How do you live with yourself?
Evidently, he did fine.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Yes, this is Mary. I was calling for the Mardi Gras ticket.
Okay.
277-9600. What? I don't even think I mentioned them in this segment, Mary.
Yeah, you know. She enters a lot of contests, flips a lot of coupons.
Yeah. Yep. She's a couponer. Yep. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, fellas. This is Paul out of Cape Coral.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just, I was shocked to hear that they caught that guy.
You and me both.
Yeah, I thought it was never going to happen.
It hit close to home because my ex-wife, which is my daughter's mom. She had a stand there, and the shooting was right next to them. My son flipped the table over.
Oh,
and
man.
Was making sure. And, like, my kids could have been hit by one of
Absolutely. And that was the thing. I mean, this guy's.
The guy did out of nowhere.
A family event, 20,000 people down for the damn thing. And this Bonilla, allegedly. He can't say he hasn't been convicted. Shoots
took
into
one
the crowd.
Life, affected so many others.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know what? Not only that, you know, like my son and my daughter and their mom, they look forward to this event.
Yep.
Every year.
Yep.
They love it.
It's not around anymore.
And now it's gone.
Yep.
Because of this guy.
Yep. If this is the guy and they got their facts right, I don't want him to see the light of day. And as Haney said earlier, this guy got 2.5 years of our time. Being free. And get that son of a bitch and put him away. Yep. What can I get you, buddy?
You know what? I'm not even sure what you got, but I think I'm okay.
All right, brother.
I think I just wanted to just let you know that I'm glad they got this.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both.
All right. Thank you for making my ride home from work enjoyable.
Thank you.
You guys are the greatest.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much, man.
We'll talk to you soon. 277-9600. There was a guy, Gary, that called. I want to personally thank Gary. He came by the radio station today.
A different Gary.
Than that one.
Okay.
Guy named Gary. I don't want to tell you where he works and all that
it's
stuff.
It's not Gary from High Five.
No. Trust me. He looks totally different from Gary at High Five Pest Control. Evidently spent all weekend looking for toasted almond ice cream, found it, brought it to the radio station. Here's what happened, and Publix is, you know, you got to hand it to Publix. They don't carry it. They don't carry it. Somebody at the Estero Publix went and made a special order for a case of this ice cream. Never picked it up, never bought it. So the manager of the Publix is like, I got to put it in the freezer. I got to put it in the freezer case at the store and put it in. Gary is doing his regular weekly shopping. He knows what I was looking for. And he goes, wait a second. That's what Stan's looking for. And brought me a box of them. So thank you, buddy. 277-9600. And apparently there's more there. Because a case was ordered. 877-960.
Oh, good for you. You win. A rare win for Stan.
Extremely rare. Very rare.
You know, people doubted me, but I always told you, you keep an eye on that Stan. He's a comeback kid.
Yep.
And let me tell you, this year you got going now, you're on fire.
I am. This is...
this is Stan time.
2018. Which...
That means it's time for me to step aside.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know it. For the last 2 or 3 years, it's been the years of Haney.
And I have to...
Win.
And I have to forego any happiness. Because whatever fate, whatever you want to call it, we cannot have things going well at the same time.
And people don't realize this. Haney and I have been together for 30 years. 30 years plus. And never once has everything synced up.
Mm-mm.
Whether it's career, windfall, social life, overall happiness... It's never synced up.
But then you think about the things that were synced up.
And it's bizarro.
We were married in the same church.
Yep. By the same reverend. Our kids are almost exactly a year apart to the day.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy.
Yes, Stan Haney?
Yeah.
This is Maxine Waters. I just wanted to get a stick pin in for Compton, Caleb.
You don't live in Compton.
Yeah. Get it right. Get it right and work on it.
277-9600. Remember this one?
25 lighters on my dresser.
Yes, I do. Because we debuted it. I got to get paid. We debuted it when it was new. What year?
12.
Oh, all right. Not that long ago.
Oh, yeah. It's only 6, 7 years.
Yeah, 8 years. Yeah.
That's like new.
Yep. To us. 277-9600. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Stan. Did you catch any of that hockey game last night? Women's hockey team?
No. Why would I watch anything like that?
Because they won the gold, man.
Why would I watch anything like that?
Oh, come on.
Nobody watched it.
Nobody watched it. Why would anybody watch that? Do you know that these are the worst Olympics on record as far as people watching it?
I did not know that.
Worst. I was almost embarrassed to watch the Olympics because I felt like I was the only one.
Well, that's a shame, sir.
Jesse, big fan. Whoops.
Yep, big fan.
Didn't mean to scar him emotionally. Yeah. You're just joking around, you know?
What was it? The Simpsons predicted it again
that
we would win gold in curling.
They predicted the gold and the silver.
Yes, they did. 277-9600. Anything? What?
I was just curious. Haney mentioned that something may or may have not happened between him and Dave on Friday night, and how he had to take care of him. I just
all right. You know what? he is so deep on my S list. It's not even funny.
Well, that's the only name on that list. It just repeats itself.
It is the only name on there.
Well, yeah, it's like the crawler on the news channel. Yep. It just goes across Stan's brain.
Dave the Waterman on S list.
Waterman remains number one.
How can, and I just want to recap, and I'm going to try to do this in 1 minute. He calls me on Thursday. He says he's got something I have to see that would be perfect on my wall. I've got to bring it in. He brings in a poster tube. Tells me, well, if the price is right. Wait a second, you didn't tell me that you said you wanted
You got the poster, right?
Yeah. You wanted me to have this on my wall, and now you're telling me you're charging me for it.
It's a sales tactic, Stan.
And I said, I don't...
It's just like Ray from the dealership.
Yep. And I said, I don't even want to see it. Put it back in your car, because I don't have any money to pay you for something that you didn't tell me you wanted me to buy. You said that you're going to go and bring it in. It belongs on my wall in my condo. Put it away. Well, he couldn't do that. He had to take it out of the tube in the wind outside to wrinkle it and all that. and then proceeds to tell me, well, he can't give it to me because it's his dad's. Then he proceeds to tell me that he knew all along that he wasn't going to ask me to buy that poster. He just wanted to know if I had it, that that's his gift to me. And then Haney said, you got the money for the poster I gave you for Stan? And then I catch him in that lie. And it just goes on and on and on to the point where he's telling me that although Haney gave him money for this poster, which I didn't want or wasn't going to buy, it's a nice poster, that next week I was to give him more money.
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all.
And I'm so sick of the lies because he's selling something, A, that wasn't his to sell, and B,
but he wasn't,
double dipping.
No,
because and then you telling gotta, you me that it was a gift.
Yeah, you got to start at the beginning because he didn't mention he was charging you for it.
No.
I found something you're going to
love.
Nor
did he mention he was giving it to you, though.
No. What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Why would he even then bring it up, which is what I told him? I said, don't take it out of the tube. Before I knew what it was, I told him, put it away.
He's all about the quick buck.
And it's ridiculous. And that whole part wrecks the narrative, D-Train. The fact of the matter is, I didn't want it.
All right, so the show's over on Friday.
Yeah.
And D-Train had told me, you know, Haney, Dave's been dropping hints for weeks. He wants one of your guitars.
Yes, that was the other thing.
One of your extra guitars.
Because he doesn't have one. He feels he deserves one of your extra guitars that you'll never see again.
So we get done with the show, and I said, all right, here's my bank card. Go and get the money that you want for the poster. And I said, and by the way, while you're out there, pick me up a case of ice cream.
Right.
Very specific.
The one that
kind.
I ordered.
Yeah. And so he comes back to my place, and he hands me $20 and my bank card. And I, what is this about? He goes, oh, dude. I accidentally took out too much, so here's your change. And I've got charges. I'm not really sure how much was the... Because they're two separate charges. And,
yeah. And they don't match up.
Well, I think he took out from the bank what I agreed on for your poster.
Yeah.
But I think with the ice cream, he may have taken out, you know, where you get cash back.
Yeah. Ollie, would you like cash back? Yes.
Yeah, so I think there was double dipping there.
So what you're saying is he took out the money you owed him and then went ahead and took out of your account the money that Stan was going to pay him this week.
I think that may have been what it was.
What the hell? This guy is a lunatic. A lying lunatic.
And so I had told him, we'll find a guitar for you.
Did you give him one of your guitars?
Now hang on. Before we get to that, we're sitting out on my porch having a... I'm finishing my smoke before we go in, and he lights one up and he goes, oh, by the way, dude, you got Wi-Fi, don't you? Yeah, I got Wi-Fi. I'm going to need your password, dude. Okay. So it takes him a while to do that, and he starts making phone calls because his phone only works on Wi-Fi. He starts calling everybody he knows.
Which shows up on your record.
Well, I didn't think about showing up on my record, but maybe I need some Stan paranoia. But, so he's making all these phone calls, and he's just kicking back, chatting with people. And then he starts getting mad at his brother or something. I'm not really sure what was going on, but he's got it all on speaker, so I can't tune it out.
Oh, for crying out loud, here's where I go. Get out of my house!
And then he was trying to get a hold of his dad, but his dad wouldn't answer the phone because his Wi-Fi phone number constantly changes and looks like it's from out of town. And so I think he was trying to call his neighbor who was with his brother to get a message to his dad to pick up the phone.
That he sold the poster.
So the neighbor is on the phone with him, doesn't know he's on speaker as Dave's talking to him. And Dave goes, yeah, well, I'm going to be rolling that way here in a bit. Right now, I'm just over at Haney's. I'm helping him out with some things.
Yeah.
You know what the neighbor says?
What? I knew you were going to get that guitar. I knew it.
Goodness.
I knew you were going to get that guitar.
Oh, my goodness. This is why I can't be around him.
But Dave starts screaming, shut up, man.
Yeah, blowing his deal.
Now, was this before or after the exchange?
Before.
I was going to say, because I wasn't there, and as I was going to imagine, the exchange probably went something like this. Nah, Haney, man, you ain't got to do that, bro, man. Nah.
Now, here's what happened. Right,
are you sure? If it's not a big deal, bro.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
He stole a guitar from you is what happened.
Oh, I saw it Saturday morning.
I said, Dave, while you were out taking money out of my bank account, I got the guitar out, and I tuned it up for you. It's got all the strings. You're good to go. Oh, man. Dude, I got to be honest with you. I really kind of wanted the other one.
Oh, my.
I go, well, Dave, that one's missing a string. And, you know, that's kind of a special guitar. All right, Dave. That's the one you want. That's the one you'll get. You want to plug it in and test it out? And then I had a little mini concert, and he did Sally Likes to Ride in the El Camino.
Oh, that's the only song he knows.
And then was playing some Venture stuff.
Which he can't do.
Now, did you have to furnish him with an amplifier as well?
Let me ask you this. You didn't give him the guitar I got you.
No. No, absolutely not. But, so he was happy, but I thought that was kind of funny that as he was on the phone,
exactly
his neighbor is saying, I knew you were going to get that guitar.
Mooch. He's a grifter. He's a thief. He's a liar.
But how is that, because somebody would lend you a guitar, how is that, like, something to brag about?
Yeah, because he's got it. What does they say, possession, 9/10 of the law? You ain't going to see that again. And if you do see it again, it's going to be broke.
Oh, I will see that again.
Oh, and when he's ready. When he's ready. We'll give you.
You know what? You act like he's a complete douchebag.
He is a complete douchebag.
He's a nice guy.
He's not a nice. We'll be back.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't.
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. D Train, put the phones on lockdown, please. Gonna play a game here in just a second, but I love our audience, and I love them because they know what I'm going through. And I thought maybe a text, not the flood that we got during the last break. Let me just a couple of these things because it's so true. some quick comments. Some not so quick. Haney, you're a good guy. Dave is a douche nozzle. This is just in the last break. Guys, the thing that pisses me off is that you guys still feed into it. And he continues to come back for more. And you still continue to enable him. That's what pisses me off about this guy. And what pisses me off about you guys as well. Now, I love listening to you guys, but it really annoys me how you continue to play into this. Haney, you'll see your guitar again in a pawn shop. They all know him. They all know him. They know it like I know it. I know him. I know him. I know what he's up to. I know his little tricks.
Look.
Oh, we feel sorry for him. I don't.
He's got nothing.
Because of the way he acts.
And the guitar is a good outlet for him.
The one that he wanted, that he told his neighbor he was going to get from you, because he knew. He knew which one he wanted, and he was going to get it. And he told his neighbor ahead of time.
Well, it seems like he's pretty happy he was showing it off to you, D-Train.
What? He was showing the guitar off to you. Look what I got, right?
No, when I was over there early Saturday morning, it was sitting in the garage on his recliner. Because
sitting
out there
on a recliner.
It.
Shouldn't that be put away in a safe place so it doesn't fall off a chair or something?
Well,
it's not his property.
Well, he's living in the garage, so it's not
But what's it doing on his chair?
It's fine.
Put it back in the case. Put it on a stand.
You think he has a stand?
Yeah, I don't know what he's got. You know what? He may not have a stand, but he'll try to sell you one like it's his.
Did he play it for you?
No, I didn't have time for that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Who wants to hear that El Camino song again? The only one he knows how to play.
It was a pretty good song.
What the hell?
You know how it goes, right?
Yeah, I've heard it enough times.
Could you do it?
It's drop D, isn't it?
I don't think so.
What is it? Yes, I can. Haney?
Could you do it from memory? Could you sing it?
No. Because I try to shut up. Something about me, Sally won't ride in my El Camino or something.
Sally likes to ride in the El Camino.
Whatever.
Sally likes to ride in the El Camino.
Brilliant.
Sally likes to ride in the El Camino. Sally likes to ride in the El Camino. She liked to drink. She liked to do drugs. She liked to what? In the El Camino.
My head's about to explode.
That's the whole song right there.
Idiot.
Seven verses all the same.
Yep. Want to...
I've never seen you speechless.
It just makes me sick to my stomach. I want people to win something. You brought it up that you miss TV theme songs. I've got a few. Some easy.
Those were the days.
Some easy, some not so easy. We've got prizes. I'm going to add to the list a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras. Amazing concerts, nightly parades. We'll throw in free parking. This goes on for a while. It goes like into March. So if you get the tickets, you're good. We'll also throw in a pair of tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars in Tampa, June 30th. Sunshine Ace Hardware, Stan and Haney Bobbleheads, the Westworld Season 1 Blu-ray, Bernie's City Diner, Everblades tickets, 30th Anniversary K-Rock t-shirts. Those are the prizes. I'm going to play you a theme song from a TV show. Your job is to identify the TV show. First person to do so will have their choice of one of these prizes while they last. It'll be winner's choice. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. I'll release the phones after we play the first TV theme song. They span a lot of decades. Here's theme song number one. Many of us watched this when we were younger because it was so cool. Some of us even had the lunchbox. What is this theme song? To what show? Two seven seven nine six zero zero. Oh, that way they made lunch boxes from that.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Just tell me that TV show and win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is David.
David, can you name the show?
Yeah, 2779.
What is it? Did he can't? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Timothy.
Timothy, can you name the show?
Is that the Mod Squad?
No. No, it is not. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Mark. Can you name the show?
What is it? I'm going to say it's, it's going to be, it's not Green Hornet. It's going to be Spider-Man.
Nope. I'm not going to give you any hints. If you don't get it, I'll just go to another one. I'm not going to linger. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Doug.
Doug, can you name the TV show?
I think it's Emergency.
It is Emergency.
Whoa.
Have the lunchbox.
A Jack 51. Webb production. Yep. What would you like?
Oh, I'll take the Universal.
You got them. You deserve them.
I appreciate it.
Hold on. Yeah.
And
Emergency.
Every once in a while, you'd see Emergency interact with One Adam 12.
Yep. The same production people.
Yep. Rampart Division.
Yep. 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 All right. Here we go again. This one, we've done this one back in the day when we were doing this on a regular basis. We had this one. It's so good. And it was a great show. And I always like the themes that tell a story. Name this TV show.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Tara. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone past with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I'd take my chances. I'd die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. Spent much time in school, but I told ladies plenty.
Yeah.
I hire my body out to pay.
Hey, hey.
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay.
Hey, hey.
I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine. Cause I'm the unknown stuntman. It makes each
Two 77960. What was that TV show? What the hell was that TV show? Ahoy, who's this? Great phones. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sherry.
Sherry, can you name that TV show?
Yes, I can. It's The Fall Guy with Lee Majors.
It is The Fall Guy and Lee Majors. Yes, and Heather Thomas.
The other Heather.
Yeah, the other Heather. What would you like?
What do you have left?
30 Seconds to Mars, Sunshine Ace Hardware, Stan and Haney Bobbleheads, Westworld Blu-ray, Bernie's City Diner, Everblades Tickets, 30th Anniversary K-Rock T-shirt.
How about the, you want the pre-sauce or do you want the food?
Who's making the decisions?
Me and my honey.
Put her on the line.
Guys, we have some K-Rock T-shirts.
What do you want?
The diner ticket, the diner food.
Oh, Bernie's City Diner.
Yeah.
All right, you got it, sweetheart. Say hi to your significant other. Hold on. Sorry. Well, there's nothing wrong.
I'm sure they're a fine group of ladies.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with saying that now.
She knew her stuff.
She sure did. She sure did. This theme, TV theme, has gone under various changes over the years. This was the original theme to this show. This was the original. Was the original version of that TV show. Name it, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Not playing around today, okay? Not today. Not today.
Not cool, bro.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Marilyn. I've been on hold for the Mardi Gras ticket.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, name the show.
Is it The Price is Right?
No, it's not, it's, Steve.
No, it's not, Steve. Ahoy, who's this?
This is David.
David, what is it?
Saturday Night Live?
It is Saturday Night Live, the 1975 version.
Awesome.
What would you like?
30 seconds to Mars tickets?
Done. Hold on. That's how it's played. That's how it's played. I'm holding for it.
Wonder if she knows Linda.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got a in the corner of the room, a gang of gals.
Mm-hmm. Linda's over there smoking and designing something.
Yeah.
And Marilyn's on hold for the Mardi Gras.
Yep, where she'll stay. All right, number four. This one, if you were, they had the lunchbox. And if you were a boy growing up when we were, you watched the show. You watched it. And you know this TV theme.
That's funky.
Yeah. What show was that? They had lunch boxes. I guess even a few years back, they tried to make a movie out of it. Didn't work because it wasn't as good as the TV show. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, can you name the TV show?
I think it's Fat Albert.
No, no. That's, oh. That's Hey, Hey, Hey.
Na, 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 gonna have a good time.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that's not it. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jerry. How are you?
Hey, Jerry, can you name it?
I think it's the Mod Squad.
Not the Mod Squad.
No.
No.
Sorry.
No. 877-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, can you name it?
Well, let's see. I think Antonio Fargas played Huggy Bear on it. Am I going to say Starsky and Hutch?
You're going to say Starsky and Hutch. You know,
is that what you want to say?
Who can forget Huggy Bear?
I can't believe I remembered his name.
It is. It's Starsky and Hutch. Yeah, nice job. What would you like?
I think the Ace Hardware would be
absolutely
the way to go.
Hold on, buddy. $25 to Ace. Sunshine Ace Hardware. Everybody needs $25 to the hardware store. I believe this person carried it around with him. But he was only a host of this show for a brief period of time. But this was his theme song. Theme song was that for its TV show? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I'd like to thank y'all for being dedicated Stan and Haney Show podcast listeners over the last few years, and I'm happy to announce that 96K Rock and Beasley Broadcasting have some more podcasts to offer you. So please check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, The Waterman Show, well that one's self-explanatory, and my new podcast, WTSP, that's the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, and it's a World War II-based podcast. You can find all of these podcasts, including the Stan and Haney Show podcast, at 96krock.com, stanandhaney.com, and most importantly, on the 96K Rock app. Simply launch the app, click on the menu in the top left-hand corner, choose the podcast of your liking, and after you minimize the app, the audio will continue so you can do other things on your device. Thank you so much, and back to the show.
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
I am drawing a blank. I was still calling for the Starsky and Hutch, but I'm so disappointed.
Oh, and you knew it, didn't you? You knew it.
I was so sad because I thought I'd be the only one for sure that would finally get it.
Sorry. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Shane.
Shane, what is it?
Go Johnny Carson?
No, you're getting warmer. Ahoy, who's this?
Ian.
Ian?
Yep.
Can you name it?
Yeah, it's Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
It is. That was his theme music for Late Night and his brief stay at the Tonight Show.
That's right.
Nice job. What would you like?
Let's see. You still got Ace Hardware?
We're all out of Ace Hardware. Damn it. I've got Bobbleheads. I've got Westworld. I've got Bernie's City Diner. I have Everblades. I have 30th Anniversary K-Rock T-shirts.
How about a K-Rock T-shirt?
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Nice job on that. All right, we're going to take a break.
Did Max Weinberg write that?
Might have.
That's snappy.
It is.
La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
First look at traffic coming up next. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and our feature this week, words of wisdom from Archie Bunker. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
From the Absolute Law Studios, 96K Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. Man, it makes me feel old as f***. 96K Rock.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Oh, I'm so excited. Haney,
and you just can't hide it.
Somebody brought us a magic eight ball.
I know you got a lot of questions.
Right there, whenever we have to answer.
Well, that was nice. Who sent us that magic eight ball?
I'm opening the card right now.
Doesn't have any white powdery substance.
That's a long... Rob from Cincinnati sent us this. Here's a gift for the studio to say thank you for a couple of things. First, you read my email on the air. Then later that week on Friday during the grab bag, I finally got through on the phone and talked to you all on the air. Best week ever. Thanks again, guys. I got your bobbleheads. I've been wanting to put them into my new house. I'll get here in March, a listener for life, signed Rob from Cincinnati.
Thank you, Rob. This goes right here. It stays in the studio. Whenever we have a perplexing question, we will go to the magic eight ball.
Well, let me get this.
Because a lot of times you demand answers and they're not forthcoming.
No.
The magic eight ball will always be there for
you. Yep, with an answer.
And you know what? You made a statement, and the magic eight ball said, without a doubt.
Put that over there. Thank you, Rob.
See? That means it's working.
Yep. Sure does. We're going to check your traffic right now. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. The wisdom of Archie Bunker.
Oh, God, we need it.
In about 30 minutes, the Wayback Machine will tell you where we're going when we get there. Let's get you updated on traffic first.
K-Rock traffic.
All right. A lot of stuff on the board today to start the day off. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Pondello Road and North Cleveland Avenue. And we'll have McGregor Boulevard, Fort Myers. McGregor and A&W Bulb Road. Another crash. Colonial Boulevard and Treeline right by the Walgreens. Fort Myers, crash, Ortiz Avenue at State Road 82. Crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway at Daniels Crossing. Crash, Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue and College Parkway. And I'll tell you know, we give out these coupons to Sunshine Ace Hardware. It becomes a big rush. There's a crash in the 18,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Sunshine Ace Hardware. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you, because he's going to deliver to you right now the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know. This is just a terrible story. Life was good for Anya Hetich and her family until she went to college.
Uh-oh. What happened?
It all went south from there. The family is in shambles.
Brainwashed?
We'll tell you what happened.
In less than an hour.
Unbelievable story. A 108-year-old man with 71 descendants finally gets a kid named after him.
Yep.
What do you got to do for...
Well, have a better name than what he's got.
Well, I knew one of my great-great-greats would do it for me.
Yep, and I think it is. It's a great-great.
A new airline gives you the full flying experience, first-class tickets...
Love it.
...for only $56.
Count me in.
We'll tell you how they do it
in less than an hour.
If you've ever sat at a bar and listened to a hardcore drunk explain the law to you.
Yeah, we both have.
You will be outraged to learn that you can get a DUI riding a horse down a Los Angeles freeway.
Oh, sure you can.
And finally, 32-year-old Shannon Martin is a filthy woman.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What? What?
She intentionally crapped in a cop car and a Valentine's Day card.
Aw, man. Gotta get a trustee for that.
These stories and much, much more foul nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It is Monday, and laughter is so very important to us here on this show. Ah, there she is, Miss 2017. 4 o'clock fluffer time, Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Gotta think about it.
She was in the bathroom.
Well, she doesn't use the bathroom. I've never seen her use the bathroom.
No.
The 2018 Winter Olympics are now history.
Thank God. Ah, oh, there's the go-to.
Let's review all the excitement of the past 2 weeks.
Last week.
Got nothing else.
Yeah.
With today's list of the
top
things we learned from the... Pardon me?
That thing's kicking his ass.
Here's what I'm worried about. I'm trying to get the magic
That'll
eight
cut you.
That's what I'm worried about.
You remember what that did to me?
This clamshell thing.
Isn't there some tape on it that can just need to be cut?
Maybe.
Seriously, be very careful.
Oh, it'll cut you. I saw Haney get cut with some clamshell stuff. It wasn't bleeding. It was squirting blood.
You wouldn't think something like that could get you, but it will.
Yep.
Top things we learned from the Winter Olympics.
Top things we learned from the Winter Olympics.
Ask the 8-ball if clamshell packaging can kill you.
Can magic 8-ball, can clamshell packaging kill you? Ask again later.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
Top things we've learned from the Winter Olympics. No one watches the Winter Olympics. Russians will find a way to cheat at anything, even curling.
Yep.
Those lady figure skaters, they really get cold out there, don't they? 5 minutes of Jimmy Fallon is still too much, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
The shirtless athlete from Tonga made an appearance for both the opening and closing ceremonies, as well as in Lil Adam Schiff's dreams.
I knew it.
Oh. I'm sorry, it's Little, isn't it?
Is it Little or Lil?
I like Lil.
Yeah.
But I think he called him Little.
Okay, Little.
If we really want to get serious about doing well in the Winter Games, maybe we really should encourage more immigration from Norway.
I love it.
I don't want to hear you, the sound of your voice.
If you have what they call a dad bod, you've got an excellent chance of making the U.S. men's curling team.
So pathetic.
That Johnny Weir would make an excellent homosexual Dracula.
He never touched me.
Yeah. For 2 weeks, every 4 years, Norway matters.
Yes.
That's it.
That's right, Freddy.
And finally, the very top thing we learned from the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
Despite ice everywhere, nothing was more frozen than Tara Lipinski's face.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
I knew you were going to get that guitar.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Email time.
Couldn't believe it. Yep. Right in front of me.
Yep. Well, that's the way he is. That's him. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
Some of your emails here. This person's name is Garrett. And, well, I don't know. I don't think this is good, especially with the new regime that we have here heading up the promotions department.
We have a new regime?
Yeah.
There was regime change here?
Yeah. Dear Stan and Haney, my name is Garrett. I called on November 28th, 2017, which was my 21st birthday. On that date, I won tickets to go see Rodney Carrington. After winning the game, name the Western movie. I was right with Hang Them High. Hang 'em High. I didn't know how long you guys would hold on to those tickets. I was wondering, are they still available to pick up?
We don't know.
I don't know. I don't think you have.
We don't know nothing, and we can prove it.
You might have to call the front office on that, but Garrett, I believe it's 30 days to pick up a prize. 30 days.
That sounds good.
You should have picked it up on December the 28th of 2017.
It's not based on real knowledge, but it sounds really good.
I'm going to.
And definitive.
Yep. I'm going to put this email aside for next Friday because this is a must. This is from our buddy. Once again, no signature. Okay. Ahoy, Stan and Haney and D-Train. Hearing that Stan had to go to sensitivity training last week got me thinking. I should give Dave a chance to show his knowledge of the Shotokan, and maybe that will inspire him to get on the right path. Our martial arts community is here to help him. He has set up 5 Shotokan questions for Dave, specifically for Dave. And he said if he understands Shotokan, he should know these. One of them, and I'll tell you right now, and he should know these. In Shotokan, Haney, there are 3 basic stances. Just 3 of them. He would like Dave to answer the 3 basic stances.
I'm sure he can do that. He's a Shotokan master.
Yeah, I'm going to put
Grandmaster, I'm sorry.
Going to put that away for Friday. I would normally say this is from Scatter, but he insists that this is the real Brad. And if this is the real Brad, I will tell you right now, Brad, I have to edit your language.
So is this Brad or Scatter?
It's Scatter trying to say
you
that.
You call him that.
Yeah, well, I feel more Republican now because of your question of the week last week. This is the real Brad, too. Not the character I play on the radio.
The character Brad or the character
Scatter? Scatter, which is what he is. I used to think my point of view was the only one, and anyone who did not fully agree was wrong. Due to your question of the week, though, I am starting to think others have the right to have a slightly different opinion. And that
it's
their,
a breakthrough.
Yep, and that their point of view could be partly correct, too. Except for the gays. And I did not use, which he uses multiple times, the F word to describe the gays. except for the gays. I mean, they have a right to be gay and swish around, but I have the right to not be gay, too, and speak in a regular voice. Jeez. We just have...
Well, he's absolutely right. Sure he has the right to not be gay.
Yep. We just have two completely different lifestyles.
But does he have the ability?
And neither one is wrong. I just don't belong in theirs. I have the right not to be gay, as well as and should not be made to feel wrong for my general society that now accepts gayetry more than straightism. Sign the real Brad, not Scatter. It's Scatter.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, hey, gentlemen, guys, I cannot believe what came out of the sheriff's mouth over on the East Coast saying, it's not my responsibility. Sorry, Mr. Sheriff. I've been in positions of leadership all my life, and that is one of the stupidest statements I have ever heard in my life. That's what your job is, you dumbass. Lead. When you take on a job like that, it means you are responsible for friggin' everything. It doesn't matter what. Mark my words, there is much more to come out of this. Now, I want to know why these cities that are a haven for illegal immigrants, so-called sanctuary cities, can impose that on legal American citizens. Shouldn't such a serious subject be put before the voting citizens? Let me tell you, I guarantee they, if they tried that crap here, I would lead the charge against it. And I believe you would, Guardian, right there at the front of the pack. I have no idea what the percentage of citizens who are against such a law, but I bet it's over 70%. I mean, who the hell wants more criminals in their town? And just so folks know, my opinion is based on law, not racism. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Okay, thank you. We got a new feature this week. It's called The Wisdom of Archie Bunker. Let's enjoy episode one.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen, boy. I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home. Oh, read this. The Democrats is doing the whole... The Democrats. And you put them in there. That's the face you had on you when you come back in the polls. Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it. My whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. No, you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen, for years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. They got electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stove, electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling us for years that we can't live without this junk, now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
God love him.
Yeah, we'll have another one tomorrow. The Wisdom of Archie Bunker. We'll be back. The Wayback Machine is next. We'll tell you where we're going. We're Stan and Haney.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, They're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you're just tuning in, they've arrested the zombie killer, the alleged zombie killer. His name, Jose Raul Bonilla. Living high and mighty out there in Immokalee for 2.5 years. Big press conference today. He has been arrested for the 2015 downtown Fort Myers shooting.
And there's not much more to it than that. There's not really any details.
Nope,
or...
nope, not a whole heck of a lot. But they think they have their man. So there you go. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then we're going to head into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the Billboard Top 40 bottom five hits for this week in a particular year.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know. This is what I want answers. I want answers, answers, answers. Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Last half hour, we were busy. This half hour, just one thing on the board. And it's in the park. Fort Myers, San Carlos Park, Crash, Oriole Road, and Alico Road. And you are up to date. We're going to have another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We do it every week. We take a trip into the Wayback Machine. Today, we're going to take a look at the bottom five of American Top 40 for this very week in a particular year. What was making the pop charts? Let's see where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1978.
Remember, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it,
live it up
again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Yvonne Elliman.
One of the greatest backup singers of all time.
And had a hit this week in 1978. It's number 40, If I Can't Have You.
From the soundtrack of the motion picture, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, nice. With that. Good time. Yeah. Makes you a pro.
When it's
makes me something.
No chance for me, my life today. And it doesn't matter how I cry. My tears so young are a waste of time. If I turn away, am I strong enough to see it through? How crazy is what I will do if I can't have you? I don't want
that's the stand. And Haney different.
I'm on backup.
Yeah.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you,
bum, 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 bum. I believe she also was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
And then she did I Don't Know How to Love Him.
Was she pretty?
Strong features.
Really?
I don't know. I still don't really know what that means.
Can we see, when I see a picture of a woman that's got strong features, I'll let you know.
I'm trying to find a good one.
All right. Is she pretty?
She's one of those that depends on the angle and the hair.
Ah.
Well, like I said, depends on the angle. Let me get you another one.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, oh,
yeah.
Find a chipmunkie.
Yeah. I mean, not offensive.
No. She's just a gal.
Yeah.
That's why she made her bones as a backup singer.
Yep. If I can't have you, oh,
just Jenny from the block. there she is.
See what I mean?
Yeah, there she looks almost male-like.
Is that strong features?
Yeah, it's it.
So I was right.
Yeah, strong features. That's Yvonne Elliman.
Number 40. Pour hair down and you got that, see?
Number 40 this
week. Oh, and what a treat do we have for you, ladies and
Coming
gentlemen.
Coming in at number 39, a guest on this show.
I don't know what's going on with this. There we go.
The great, late Lou Rawls.
Hello, everybody. Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer's breeze.
And they make you feel like you're on the love boat.
Yes!
My lady love, with love that's tender
there
as
was
a baby's touch.
Crooner, a singer,
give me all of the
50s and 60s, and the
so
disco
much.
Era came.
You're my world,
and he jumped on it and had
love.
Success.
Yes, he did.
Old Blue Eyes himself once said that Rawls had the classiest singing and the silkiest chops in the singing game.
He was drunk.
Yeah. When he said that.
When wasn't it?
And when we had Lou on, he was a sick man and coughed a lot. And I keep
on needing you. He would eventually die.
Yes.
In 06, at the age of 72.
And I
thank
you. And I think a woman was messing with him at the end of his life,
yeah, oh,
too.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You know, it's not easy. Keep love going smooth.
No.
People are people.
Yep.
And they all have their moves.
Yeah, his ex-wife was acting as his business manager and basically made an unauthorized transfer of $350,000 out of his bank account.
Yeah, they always will. And all the good
times. Never ends.
Yeah, and all he wanted was a pack of smokes.
You've been with me through all of my ups and downs.
And of course, her statement was she did it to protect him from the daughter he had from another relationship.
Right.
I once was lost,
never ends.
But now with you I'm found. You got the love I need and I want to stay around. Heaven sent you
this
down,
just a good
my
song.
Lady love. Let me tell you that it's not easy. Keep love going smooth.
And he sings it with a lot of soul.
You know people are people.
You know people are people.
Have their moves.
Last time I checked.
But it's so nice just to have someone like you who wants a smooth and easy.
Picture him wearing like a plum crushed velvet jacket.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of teeth.
More than he needed.
Yes.
And my crazy turn around to my lady love. You got the love I need, so stay around. Heaven sent my
there he is.
Love.
Oh, yeah, look at those teeth.
Yeah. It's called capped.
What, he had extra teeth implanted?
Yeah. Box of chickens. Number 39 this week in 1978.
Look at this. Back to back, Stan and Haney guests.
Yup. Coming in at number 38. Parliament. Oh, flashlight.
Oh, get it, Dr. Funkenstein.
They do the dog, y'all.
Yeah. The mothership.
Mm-hmm.
Stan and Haney difference.
Flashlight.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun.
What? What? What the?
More music.
Yeah.
Pow. Pow. Power.
Yeah.
Commodore.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Too hot to try.
I knew it,
baby.
Say what?
Knew it.
down a little bit.
Last one we're going to take a look at.
A what? Stone Cold Fox.
Pretty Little Lady.
Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt.
Performing a song written by one of America's greatest songwriters. I still got it.
You never lost it, my friend.
Warren Zevon tune.
Yep.
Lord have mercy on me.
threatening that subject. Matter of fact, would you like a margarita?
I would love one, thank you.
Fire up that wearing blender.
It came from somewhere deep and dark that we don't want to go.
Driving around trying to get pulled over, actually.
Help,
the number one song this week in 1978. Wouldn't you know it? Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so solid. What a great band.
Great band.
Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah.
Bam. Cabaret.
Hey.
Bam.
Freaking Leonard Benson. Take off the waffles. Freaking you.
Reagan leaves with Liza.
Can I sing you a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, just a day. I never kissed a man before. Now, isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
I never kissed a man before I knew his name. I never had a taste for wine. Now, isn't that a sin? I never had a taste for wine. For wine can't compare with gin. It's nice, as nice can be. My faith is at last restored to know that vice can be its own reward. I always go to bed at 10. Now, isn't that a bore? I always go to bed at 10. Then I go home at 4.
We'll be back.
From the Absolute Law Studios, 96 K-Rock, a Beasley Media Group station, 96.1 WRXK, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, Naples, and Cape Coral. Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years, 96 K-Rock.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock. Roger Marley will come in and take you through your evening. I guess tonight, the big cockfight. Two songs, battle it out, go head-to-head. Hey, that'll happen at 7.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I thought that was where he played, like, 3 from the same artist. Wasn't it called the Cock Block?
Yeah. This is the cockfight.
Oh.
Head-to-head.
Different thing.
Okay. Weeknights at 7. Brought
when,
to you by...
When is the Cock Block?
They canceled it.
Oh.
Brought to you by Tender Moments. Okay, let me ask you a question. What if you could get internet and mobile together? The best in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity Wi-Fi, plus you can add Xfinity Mobile and keep your whole family connected
for
a great price.
I was not aware that this is an option. Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. Up to 5.
I thought maybe you were just spitballing.
Absolutely. No. 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text, and it's included with your internet. So all you pay for is the data. Together, bundled up together, great price.
Internet and mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can get started with Xfinity Internet for only $19.99 a month for a year with a one-year agreement. It includes up to five lines of Xfinity Mobile.
Are you sure that number is correct?
Five lines. Yep. Plus, you can ask how you can get a
100... No, I was talking $19.99.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And then you get the both added. Plus, you can get a $100 prepaid card by adding one of their video services.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea this existed.
Well, it does. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit the Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Well, guess what? The streak continues.
No.
Oh, it sure does. This on Fort Myers Beach, you got the tourists down there. You got the fun in the sun. Hit and run, Fort Myers Beach. It's right on the, I'll give you the exact address. 1051 5th Street, Fort Myers Beach. Hit and run. Got a disabled vehicle in Lehigh Acres, Homestead Road North. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Bruce Hall got the best deal there.
Come on, that's... Oh, I put it in. Why? Where? Oh, yeah, because he's in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Better than Vietnam or South Dakota.
Yep. Yep. Had somebody who thought, where did you guys come up with Kadota? Is that some kind of inside thing that I don't know about?
We do it to make D-Train comfortable.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 26th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. I feel bad for this guy.
What guy?
You know the board game Operation?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's still popular. It was popular when we were kids. They have to have sold a ton of that.
Where you going with those tweezers? To get all the little parts out of the guy, and if you touch the sides, and his nose turns red.
Yep, that's my medical training right there.
Yep.
Well, the guy who invented Operation sold the rights in 1964, one-time flat fee, just one payment, all he would ever make from his invention. They paid him $500 in 1964.
Told him to go away. I think we might have discussed that once before.
Well, no, it's happened in a lot of different things.
Tons of times, sure.
What is your policy on brunch? Do you like it or do you not like it?
Never been a big fan of the brunch. I'm either going to have breakfast or lunch.
No half measures for you.
Nah, the ladies love the mimosas.
And that's really all it is it gives them an excuse to drink.
Eggs Benedict and mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on breakfast for dinner?
I love breakfast for dinner.
Oh, the old BFD, huh?
One of my... yup. One of my favorites.
You go with a waffle or a pancake?
For it to be effective, it has to be once in a very great while.
Yeah, yes, and a lot of times it's late at night when you like you're at an event or you're going to a ball game or
you're drunk.
Let's go get some breakfast at, you know, midnight.
Yeah. Get a couple of stacks of pancakes. That'll be good for us.
Yeah, scrambled eggs, hash browns, some Link sausage.
Boy.
I love it. Love it.
Well, when people first came up with the idea of brunch in the late 1800s.
Well, it's been around a long time.
When they started it, they called it blunch.
What?
Blunch. Yeah. Which, as you might imagine, was a hard sell. When they realized that calling it blunch was not appealing to anyone, they changed it to brunch and they had a hit on their hands.
Oh, yeah, it sounds a lot better.
You know, we have so many devices now. You've got the big screen TV, you've got the phone, you've got the tablet, you've got the computer. Not many people look up at the sky anymore.
Yeah. What's up there?
And that sense of wonder.
Oh, yeah, with your stars and your planets and your Big Dipper. And
any time that you think you know what you're doing and you understand everything, just take a moment and just look up in the night sky. Okay, explain that to me.
Yeah. What do you say the three of us one day head down there and do the planetarium?
They got the Pink Floyd show?
I don't need that. I want them to, where you sit in the chair and they move around, they take a look at the solar system and the constellations up there.
Oh,
and
that's
tell you.
Always fun. Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Well, the planet Jupiter
is a gaseous planet.
And it's very important to us. Jupiter is like our bodyguard. Because its gravity pulls a lot of stuff that could do a lot of damage to us away.
A lot of your space garbage.
And when you start talking about space, because so few of us have ever been in space, it's hard to get an idea of the sizes and distances involved.
Jupiter's got that big eye in there, that storm eye.
That's like 10,000 times Irma.
I know. But you want to talk about a different world.
Indeed. So, how big is Jupiter?
It's big.
Well, that's about all you're going to get. But you can probably wrap your mind around the size of the Earth. We live here. We've seen pictures.
Yeah.
In terms of size, you could fit 1,000 Earths into Jupiter. That's how big it is.
Big, big. But there's plenty of room to park that planet because the stars in the skies go forever.
Well, and they have some very promising moons out there on Jupiter.
Yep, that you can land on.
And, you know, last time I checked, they're not making any more real estate, and now might be the time to jump on it.
Now's the time to buy. Oh, do you know that?
I predict that the Winter Olympics at some point will be held on Europa. It's perfect.
Yeah, plenty of ice. I just want to let you and D-Train know that I am playing video games nightly now.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh,
and Ride Yoshi. And he's got a tongue that gets all the bad things. And then you
D-Train,
go down a tunnel and all that.
Mario Brothers 2.
Do you want to field this or do I have to?
What?
I think he'll take it better from you.
What do you mean?
You're going to make me do it?
Yeah. What don't I know?
Known him longer.
Pop in that cartridge and then he goes, dun, 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 and then his buddy Luigi. And you go around there and you jump and you get the coins and Yoshi shoots the tongue out. And be careful, don't fall off the cliff, and you can drown, too, on the water ones.
So are you suggesting that, based on this, that you are a peer of me and D-Train because you're playing this?
Every night I'm playing the video now.
And this was your idea?
No. She had the console. She's got them all. She's got every one of them. Every one of the consoles ever made.
So she has every console, and you choose to play Mario Brothers?
Yeah, it was the easiest. It was the easiest to hook up to the TV.
How does that look on your TV?
Pretty good. I can't complain.
It's not a square in the middle of the screen?
No. Full screen.
We don't play games like that.
And he goes underneath into these secret tubes. It's pretty good.
Plumber.
Climb these trees and ladders and all that stuff. It's fun.
Yeah, it's for children.
Well, okay. You know what? I'm enjoying it.
We play hardcore games.
Whatever.
A lot at stake in games we play.
Game of strategy and skill.
Uh-huh. This has skill. I still don't.
You know,
what?
I would love
still
to just.
What buttons to
hit. I would love to just drag his silly ass into one Nightfall.
Why, I don't want to do that.
I know you don't. Because you'd die.
You know. You know what would happen? He would discover the emotes, and he would just sit there and dance all night.
The games that you have tried to give me before, I cannot tell which way to is up or down. I get stuck looking up at the sky and can't figure out how to get back level.
You know that analog stick?
What?
You got the two sticks for your thumbs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just pull down on the right one.
And then it starts spinning. And then I say, enough's enough with this game. Get me Super Mario Brothers with Yoshi.
All right, this story is...
Keep chasing Princess Toadstool. We'll be on Destiny.
Yes.
This story is really something. Everything was fine in the life of Anya Hedich. Yeah. She loved her mommy. Oh. She loved her daddy. And
liked horse seats.
And America and Elvis. And everything was great. And they were so proud when Anya went off to California State University. So proud of our little girl. Can you believe it? Well, last week, Anya had something happen during biology class. The class was discussing the genetic connection to blood types.
Okay.
And one girl said hers didn't make sense. Her dad was type O, her mom was type A, yet she was AB. The professor explained, that is scientifically impossible.
Uh-oh.
2 days later, the girl came back and announced to the class she'd solved the problem. When she asked her mother about the confusion with the blood types, her mother broke down and admitted she'd had an affair. So daddy wasn't really her daddy.
And daddy didn't know that, did he?
No, and it gets worse. Her real daddy is her uncle.
Oh, jeez.
Mommy cheated on daddy with his brother, and they'd kept it a secret for 21 years. As you might imagine, that upset Anya very much. It also upset her father, and they're getting a divorce.
Right. Well, it happens.
Science.
Yep. Can't live without it.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, they say if you make it to 100 years old, everything after that's a bonus.
That's what they say.
There is a man in Saskatchewan.
With a funny name.
Maybe it's funny to you.
It's funny. That's why nobody would do anything about it.
I think it's a fine name, a proud name. His name is Esmond Allcock.
Hey, there's Yoshi.
Esmond Allcock. Cock is 108 years old.
God bless him.
He is one of the oldest people in Canada and has 71 descendants. Well, with a name like that.
Yep. A lot of breeding.
But despite this, out of 71 descendants, not a single one was named after him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be fair, Esmond isn't the trendiest of baby names. It was the, well, nearly 18,000th most popular boy's name last year.
Right up there.
But someone in the family finally did it. And you got to imagine she's his favorite.
Yep, branded this kid for life now.
His great-granddaughter, Jenna.
Is it great? Oh, that and named the great-great, right?
His great-granddaughter, Jenna, recently had a son and named him Esmond after his great-great-grandfather.
What do you call Esmond for short?
Ez?
Ez. Hey, what's Ezzy? Up? What's up, Ezzy?
Now, Esmond himself was born in January of 1910. And his great-great-grandson, Esmond, was born in January of 2017, 107 years later. Lil Ezzy is actually his 12th great-great-grandchild. He has 6 kids, 17 grandkids, and 36 great-grandkids. It's a lot of people. Yeah,
busy family.
I hope he's a good man.
Yeah. He seems it. He can't do no harm now.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Let him try. He'll visit the child and then go back to the home where he'll get tapioca pudding and Pedialyte.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
You were all excited about this during the headline.
What?
There is a new airline company called First Airlines, and they are offering first-class tickets for $56.
Yeah.
They say they are the only airline offering the full flying experience, first class, for $56.
Love it.
Restrictions apply.
Yeah, void where prohibited by law. Not available in all states.
There is a catch, and it's a big one.
Yeah.
The plane never takes off.
Stop it now. Come on.
They're an airline offering the full flying experience, only you never go anywhere.
I'll pass.
So for $56, you get the privilege of cramming into a seat for several hours, eating airplane food, listening to flight attendant safety instructions, and wear a VR headset that simulates takeoff and landing.
No.
Now, you may be wondering, why does this exist?
Why?
According to the founder of First Airlines, for me, it's difficult to have a trip because of the cost. like time and money. If I can easily access the airport and take a flight, even though it's virtual, I thought it would be cool.
Stupid.
You're darn right it's stupid.
No word on whether or not he's found any customers who agree with his enthusiasm.
I
was going to ask if you get molested by a pretend TSA agent.
Let me explain something. Haney and I have had the privilege of flying many airlines, both in coach and first class. Now,
it's a different world in first class.
Coach is completely unbearable at times, especially if you're on the tarmac, you're waiting to take off, there's delays. In first class,
I mean, you're basically, when you get that ticket, you're rolling the dice because you don't know who else is going to be on that flight, and they can have a lot to do with it.
In first class, you have the accommodations, and trust me, they're nothing like what they used to be back in the heyday. But it makes...
Well, first class now is like coach used to be there.
Right. It makes it bearable. It makes you, you're okay with the delays and stuff because you got a bigger seat. You get the food and drinks before anybody else does. I was stuck on a tarmac in Atlanta trying to make my way to Connecticut. First class. Packed plane. We were on the tarmac for 3 hours. In the back, it was nothing short of chaos because people were hot, hungry, thirsty.
Throwing pretzels and...
No food. They weren't serving, except we were up in the first class section.
Having a cocktail.
And having a drink. It was like, when's this plane going to take off? I'm going to miss my reservations. I'm going to miss all of this stuff. How much longer am I going to stay here? I'm going to lose my mind. Yes, I will have another cool drink and one of them finger sandwiches.
My, you look pretty.
Yeah. There's the difference. You're fed up with it. There's nothing great, but you avoid the total chaos back there. Now, to say to somebody, well, you're going to sit on the tarmac or you're going to sit on the ground. The plane's not going to take off, and we want you to experience this for $56. Hell no.
Well, the way that I think of it, the difference between first class and coach, and I've only flown first class how many times?
Twice.
Once? Twice?
Three times.
I think the difference between the two
what?
Is coach... is like a supermax prison.
Yes.
And first class is like a country club minimum security.
Yes, Fed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I would agree.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 32-year-old woman named Shannon Martin was arrested for shoplifting last week in Corsicana, Texas. When she was in the back of the police vehicle, she intentionally crapped on the seat.
Yep. Yep.
And then buried her crack and crack pipe inside the pile she had produced. But that wasn't the only thing she managed to hide. She also stashed a Valentine's Day card in there. There are many questions raised by her actions. It was February 21st. Why did she still have the card?
Why?
Was that what she shoplifted? If so, wouldn't it have been on sale for 14 cents? Or was she trying to hide it there for safekeeping for when she got out of jail? And maybe, most importantly, how did she manage to produce enough volume to cover an entire greeting card? Unfortunately, we have no answers. What we do know is her foul hiding place did not work. A brave policeman found the drugs and the pipe and the Valentine's Day card, and she was charged how do you write this up? She was charged with tampering with evidence and possession of a controlled substance. Tampering with evidence.
Yeah. Trustee's job.
And that's the news for today, Monday, February 26th.
Double M, X, V, triple I.
What a filthy woman.
Yep, filthy.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is.
Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Thank you, Howard. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Nothing like a little razzle-dazzle in your day, huh?
Razzle-dazzle.
Yeah.
Bam, camera. Bam.
We'll be back.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry, just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. Where to begin? Well, it looks like they're all in Fort Myers. Actually, Estero. Crash, South Tamiami Trail and Corkscrew Road. Then we have a crash, Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And one more, disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Cypress Lake Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was a really bad athlete when I was a kid. I'm still a very bad athlete. My body is bad at sports. That's the problem. And I say my body's bad at sports because my brain is good at sports. Like, my brain understands how a human being could, like, dribble down a basketball court and then make a layup, right? But then it has to outsource the job to my weird and feminine limbs. And so when I play basketball, it looks like I just bought my body and like I don't know how it works yet. But I played basketball. I played basketball for 5 years, and I was a bench warmer all 5 years. And if you were never a bench warmer, I cannot express to you the humiliation of every Saturday morning putting on a pair of breakaway pants and never having a reason to break them away. Then they're just pants. And at the end of the 5 years, we had this big, like, sports award ceremony where the woman in charge of all the teams got up to give a speech, a very important speech that I'll never forget. She got up there and she said, you know, programs like the boys' basketball program are so important because the alternative for young men could be using drugs or alcohol. And that was the first time that I ever heard that there was an alternative to basketball. And so I became the best at that.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
All right, so the show's over on Friday.
Yeah.
And D-Train had told me, you know, Haney, Dave's been dropping hints for weeks. He wants one of your guitars.
Yes, that was the
one
other thing.
One of your extra guitars.
Because he doesn't have one. He feels he deserves one of your extra guitars that you'll never see again.
So we get done with the show, and I said, all right, here's my bank card. Go and get the money that you want for the poster. And I said, and by the way, while you're out there, pick me up a case of ice cream.
Right.
Very specific
kind. The one that
kind.
I ordered.
Yeah. And so he comes back to my place, and he hands me $20 and my bank card. And I, what is this about? He goes, oh, dude, I accidentally took out too much, so here's your change. And I've got charges. I'm not really sure how much was the, because they're two separate charges. And,
yeah. And they don't match up.
Well, I think he took out from the bank what I agreed on for your poster.
Yeah.
But I think with the ice cream, he may have taken out, you know, where you get cash back.
Yeah. Ollie, would you like cash back? Yes.
Yeah, so I think there was double dipping there.
So what you're saying is he took out the money you owed him and then went ahead and took out of your account the money that Stan was going to pay him this week.
I think that may have been what it was.
What the hell? This guy is a lunatic. A lying lunatic.
And so I had told him, we'll find a guitar for you.
Did you give him one of your guitars?
Now, hang on. Before we get to that, we're sitting out on my porch having a... I'm finishing my smoke before we go in, yeah. And he lights one up and he goes, oh, by the way, dude, you got Wi-Fi, don't you? Yeah, I got Wi-Fi. I'm going to need your password, dude. Okay. So it takes him a while to do that, and he starts making phone calls because his phone only works on Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. He starts calling everybody he knows. So he's making all these phone calls, and he's just kicking back, chatting with people. And then he starts getting mad at his brother or something. I'm not really sure what was going on, but he's got it all on speaker, so I can't tune it out.
Oh, for crying out loud, here's where I go. Get out of my house.
And then he was trying to get a hold of his dad, but his dad wouldn't answer the phone because his Wi-Fi phone number constantly changes and looks like it's from out of town. And so I think he was trying to call his neighbor who was with his brother to get a message to his dad to pick up the phone.
That he sold the poster.
So the neighbor is on the phone with him, doesn't know he's on speaker as Dave's talking to him. And Dave goes, yeah, well, I'm going to be rolling that way here in a bit. Right now I'm just over at Haney's. I'm helping him out with some things.
Yeah.
You know what the neighbor says?
What?
I knew you were going to get that guitar. I knew it.
Goodness.
I knew you were going to get that guitar.
Oh, my goodness. This is why I can't be around him.
But of course, Dave
starts screaming, shut up, man.
Yeah, blowing his deal.
Now, was this before or after the exchange?
Before.
I was going to say, because I wasn't there, and as I was going to imagine, the exchange probably went something like this. Nah, Haney, man, you ain't got to do that, bro, man. Nah,
now, here's what happened.
Are you sure? I mean, if it's not a big deal, bro.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
He stole a guitar from you is what happened.
Oh, I saw it Saturday morning.
I said, Dave, while you were out taking money out of my bank account, I got the guitar out, and I tuned it up for you. It's got all the strings. You're good to go. Oh man. Dude, I got to be honest with you. I really kind of wanted the other one.
Oh, my.
I go, well, Dave, that one's missing a string. And, you know, that's kind of a special guitar. All right, Dave. That's the one you want. That's the one you'll get. You want to plug it in and test it out, and then I had a little mini concert, and he did Sally Likes to Ride in the El Camino.
Oh, that's the only song he knows.
And then was playing some Venture stuff.
Which he can't do.
Now, did you have to furnish him with an amplifier as well?
Let me ask you this. You didn't give him the guitar I got you.
No. No, absolutely not. But... Yeah, so he was happy, but I thought that was kind of funny that as he was on the phone,
exactly
his
yep.
neighbor
yep.
is saying, I knew you were going to get
that
guitar.
He's a mooch, he's a grifter, he's a thief, he's a liar.
But how is that, because somebody would lend you a guitar, how is that, like, something to brag about?
Yeah, because he's got it. What does they say, possession, 9/10 of the law? You ain't going to see that again. And if you do see it again, it's going to be broke.
Oh, I will see that again.
Oh, when he's ready. We'll give you.
You know what? You act like he's a complete douchebag.
He is a complete douche.
He's a nice guy.
He's not a nice.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.